be taking more of a stand on. So around our tables are different activities. Each table has a different activity. I'll be encouraging you to move around the tables so that you can choose what suits you, what you want to get from the experience. And in a little while, I'll explain the different activities we've got available to you on our menu today for Cafe Church. But we're Methodists, and I thought, we love singing, so I did want to have a few hymns in there. Our first hymn, which I'm hoping is on the screen, it's one from the Christian Ecology Network, and it's to a familiar tune, but words that you might not recognise. Creator God, abundant life you mark, your once poured speech into the formless dark, and from those words sprang forth a living spark. Your inspiration awoke creation.
The first reading is from the fourth chapter of Mark's Gospel, reading verses 30 to 32. It's the parable of the mustard seed. Again he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade."
I just love that reading. It's that beautiful image of a wonderful tree, and the more you learn about what trees do and what nature does for us, when I was studying A-level biology, it was one of the ways that I knew God existed, the way that trees work, the way that our nature works as a system altogether. And just that image of people gathering under the tree and it providing shelter and food and places to eat for the birds. And then also the work that it does in our carbon capture as well, and how important that is for creation. As I've studied the cafe for our service, there are so many examples where Jesus uses nature in the Bible. And if that's not an example of how much Jesus cares about our creation, then I don't know what is. We will join now together in prayer. Let us pray. We're so thankful for the gift of life, the gift of creation, and your tender care in every aspect of our lives every day. You have lovingly organized the heavens, the earth, and all they contain, in order to generously fulfill our needs and provide safety to your creation. May you fill us with humility, wisdom, strength to administer our needs and wants, so that as heirs of the gift of life together with the whole of your creation, the privilege you have granted us to enjoy the offerings of your work stands in agreement with the responsibility you have given us to care for it in accordance with your divine order. May we grow in consciousness of the impact of our deeds in time and space on the infinitely small and the infinitely big in our day-to-day interactions with one another and with your creation. May we not give in to fear of earthly uncertainties and their compulsion to amass earthly goods for ourselves, but grow confident in your willingness and endless ability to protect us and generously provide for our every need, while life shall last and hence grow in communion with you and in joy and happiness in sharing with one another. We make this our humble prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. We'll now join together and say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Right, so I thought I'll give you a quick rundown of the different things available, and I'll be honest, you're not going to get through all of it in the half hour I've allotted. So it's a case of picking what you want to do and hopefully being inspired to change the way we live and to protect God's creation. So first off here, I've got a rather sad looking tree. It's got one leaf on it. Now, we've got leaves here, and I thought what we could do, if you are pledging to do something, to change something in your life that will care for God's creation, it could be big, it could be small, it could be, I'm not going to use a takeaway cup when I go to Costa, I'm going to buy a reusable cup. All of these little things will make a difference. Write it down and put it on our tree. On this table here, this is our reading corner. A couple of different books, depending on your reading level. The first one, it's a brilliant book, this one. It's Percy the Park Keeper After the Storm. It's one I loved as a child, and I think it has something to say about our care for our planet. Or if you're feeling really, like, I really want to dig deep and I really want to find out more about creation, feel free to sit there for half an hour pondering over a sentence or two from Richard Rohr, who talks about the universal Christ. And the small amount of this book that I've digested, just, it talks about God being in all of creation and changes the way that we think about God. So that's there if you want to read that. I haven't got questions for the Richard Rohr book because you'll come up with your own questions, but there's a few questions to consider as well after you've read Percy the Park Keeper. This is our colouring table. I've got some artwork which has got Bible verses on. There's a few different pictures. So if you just want to colour and consider some of the verses, this one says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." And that's just, we can make a difference today. And hopefully, just allow the time, just colouring in to inspire you to make that change. This one, if you want to get your hands dirty, we've got acorns. If you want to grow an oak tree, we have the opportunity there. Our oak trees and our forests are constantly being chopped down, and then they replace them with little saplings. But oak trees are so wonderful. They capture carbon in our environment and provide shelter. It's much like that mustard tree that we saw in our parable. This one here, this is leaf rubbing activity. Now, as I was saying before, leaves and plants are amazing. And I thought I would bring the attention back to that science lesson where I was so marvelled by the things that leaves and plants do. So while you're doing the leaf rubbing, just examine the leaf and just see the beauty of it and God's creation. This is our newspaper corner. I haven't got whole newspapers. I've got a selection of articles. There is one from The Guardian yesterday, which is an excerpt of Greta Thunberg's new book, which very thought-provoking piece about the need to do climate action now rather than in 20 years' time. And it was very difficult, but I did find some good news as well about the climate crisis, and some of that good news is about the changing of people's attitudes as well. So have a read there if you want to read the newspaper. On this back table here, we've got a Bible study. Why should Christians care for creation? So if you want to look in the Bible, you can do that at this table here. Over here, if you're not sure what to put on the tree, we've got a couple of different activities. This one that Luke is so beautifully modelling. 50 simple ways to make your life greener. So you might think, I don't know what to do, or I can't do anything. Then there are things you can do. And Kate, also beautiful assistant, thank you. Very good. Kate was modelling our Eco Church questionnaire. Now, I've been reliably informed that you've recently got your bronze medal for that, so well done. But have a look through. If you think, yes, that is something I can help my church with here, then have a look through and speak with your leadership team here about how you can make your church an even more greener place. Then finally, at the back, I've got a prayer table. And I really believe that prayer is so important in the climate crisis. We've got a couple of prayer handbooks from a couple of years ago and some artwork from an artist on Lindisfarne just to inspire you to consider God's creation. And I really believe prayer can make a difference. So, what time is it now? Okay. So you've got until about 20 past? 20 past 11. So feel free to move around or do the activities on your table and enjoy. I'll be floating about if you've got questions. Oh, very good. I think so. Mum's bought it. Mum, is it peat-free compost?
It is peat-free.
Is it like rats rubbing?
Yes, it is.
I put it down and then I rub.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's rats rubbing.
We don't know.
Yeah, it's rats rubbing.
Okay, so it's a while since I've done it, to be honest. So
just to say that,
I think.
Is it on? Yeah.
Go underneath.
Just to say the cafe's still open, I think. If you want more tea and coffee, if you just go to the hatch, Sandra and Chris will sort you out with some more drinks.
So take the paper off and then see if you can make a picture. So, see if we can make a picture out of it. Maybe a flower. So, what you could do is make a picture on the table.
Pretty woman walking down the street. Pretty woman,
and then,
the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman.
Pretty
woman, and you look lovely as can be. 'cause I need you.
I'll treat you
Come with me, baby.
I started on the first chapter. I was like, wow, so profound. I've not managed to finish the book yet, but yeah, it's Christ is just Jesus' last name.
Yes, I'll go on
home. It's late. Yeah,
tell me tomorrow night, but wait.
I think it says, through the COVID pandemic, a lot of nature is given the rest.
Is she walking back to me?
Yeah, I think it's like headroom.
Yeah, she's walking back to me.
Yeah, very difficult to find, I'll be honest.
But if you feel like I feel,
I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
"Return the sender. Address unknown. No such number. No such song. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
"Return the sender. Address unknown. No such person. No such zone.
This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
Writing on it,
return to sender. Address unknown. No such number. No such zone.
treat me cruel. You hurt me and you make me cry. But if you leave me, I will surely die. Darling, there will never be another, 'cause I love you so. Don't ever leave me, say you'll never go. I will always want you for my sweetheart, no matter what you do. Oh, Carol, I'm so in love with you. Oh, Carol, I'm but a fool. Darling, I love you, so you treat me cruel. You hurt me, and you make me cry. But if you leave me, I will surely die. Darling, there will never be another, 'cause I love you so. Don't ever leave me, say you'll never go. I will always want you for my sweetheart, no matter what you do. Oh, Carol, I'm so in love with you.
Thank you. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone. We had a quarrel, a lawless bat. I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox and sent a special D. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return the sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, well, I'll understand.
Writing on it,
return the sender, address unknown, no such number, no such soul. Return the sender, address unknown, no such person, no such soul. Return the sender, address unknown, no such number, no such soul.
I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring by the strings? Spring became the summer. Would have believed you'd come along. Hands touching hands, reaching out, dear Lord, touching me, touching you, sweet Caroline. Your time never seems so good. And it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, it runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, huh? Touching me, touching.
when the night has come.
Thank you. We'll draw our conversations to a close now and we'll get some feedback. Okay, thank you. I'm hoping that you've enjoyed that or learned something new. So is there anything that anyone wants to feedback that they've read or had a revelation on something or, well, during our activities? Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I put a lot of hard work into this. I couldn't have done it without my mum, who's been very helpful this week. And I think you gathered the acorns and sorted most of that out. So I'm hoping that you've managed to get something of a flavour of how much our planet is important to us. So any other anything, any other revelations or things which you said you're going to do? If not, right, we'll have a look at the pledge tree. Let's have a look what people have said. Okay, so isn't it beautiful? We've gone from one leaf to many leaves, so let's have a look. I will look after the world for my children. And that's the reality of it. Greta Thunberg, in one of her articles, said we are stealing the inheritance of our children through what we are doing to the planet. It's a finite resource. I will pick up the rubbish. Very important. I've seen videos before where animals getting stuck in rubbish and simple things. We have to dispose of things properly so that it doesn't end up in the wrong part of our ecosystem. Use LED lights whenever possible. Yeah, this is a great example. A, they last longer, so you're not constantly changing your light bulb. But also, it's little changes. They do add up and they do make a difference. I will try and recycle more. I think, yeah, all of us need to do that, don't we? Squirrel plants acorns for me. And I think sometimes we look at weeds and, well, not me, I'll be honest, my garden's a tip, but yeah. My mum's previous gardener, any form of sort of natural, sort of wild things, he would be very in there, dig it up, get rid, chuck it in the. And it's like sometimes we need to allow these things to grow. Reuse, recyclable, be more responsible with our resources. These are just great little things and easy changes, and they all add up, make a difference. Commute by bicycle. Oh, very good. If you're up for that, it's a good thing, and sometimes we do need to consider whether driving is the best thing, definitely. My oak tree, grown from an acorn, is now 5 years old. So, yeah, allowing our trees to grow and become the wonderful trees of the future. Use less single-use plastic. I think that's something we can all hopefully get on board with. And I think sometimes it's about putting pressure on supermarkets and saying, I'm going to choose to buy the thing without the plastic packaging. so they get that message. Yeah, lots of good ideas on there. I'll leave this here if you want to add anything after the service. We're now going to hear a reading from Isaiah, which talks about the tree of Jesse. Thank you.
The branch from Jesse, from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 to 9. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy, with justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, with the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash round his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put his hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Amen.
I suppose what I'm trying to say with this Bible passage is just God is not just going to redeem people. It really is all of creation. And while we have been given stewardship of it, we can know that God has got a plan, not just for us, but for all living creatures and all plants and the whole world. And part of our prayers can be about Jesus and Christ redeeming all of creation, not just in the future, but now here in this place. I'm going to lead us in some prayers of intercession. Let's pray. We pray for the church, that she may be a beacon of hope throughout the world, reminding us all of our responsibility to care for and protect God's precious gift of creation. We pray for the world, our common home, that through God's grace, we may hear its cry of the damage done and be moved to protect it for future generations to enjoy. We pray for those people who are already facing droughts, floods, and storms. God may grant them strength and hope for the future as they work to adapt to the changing climate. We pray for those struggling with the cost of living crisis, that through the grace of God we may hear the urgent cry of the earth and of the poor and be inspired to respond at this crucial time. We pray for the world we live in. God, may our eyes be opened to recognize the goodness of all creation and help us to do what we can to restore and care for the wonderful gift that we have been given. We pray for world leaders, that God may grant them wisdom to make just decisions which respect the earth and all that lives in it, especially those who are poorest and most vulnerable. We pray for our local community, that through God's grace we may be good neighbours to each other and to the whole of creation, restoring and caring for all that God has made. We ask all of these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Our final hymn is a favourite of mine, and I'm sure for many of you too. O Lord my God, how I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hand hath made. I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hand hath made, I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art. And forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. And I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook, and feel the gentle breeze. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art. God his Son not sparing, send him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then shall I bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art.
To
say a word before the end of the service, because it's been a cafe service. I know some of us were a little bit nervous about what would happen. And I know Zoe and Rebecca have made it really easy for us. And they've done that because they put an awful lot of preparation in. So there was lots of choice. And I feel it's gone really well. So we do recognise all the work that's gone into it. It's not easy setting out an activity for every table. And we do thank you for doing that and putting the effort in. Thank you. And if you found it particularly helpful to have this style of worship, feed that back to Rebecca, and then they'll feed it back to the circuit team, and they can develop that going forward. Not saying it's going to happen every week in Bamber Bridge, but they're thinking more broadly across the circuit, maybe even in the district, what they do going forward. And now I'll just present your gifts to Rebecca.
The world. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, and I think we'll finish by saying the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.